possession.
Medford, 1,000 Points of Light, and that, of course, from that one, we took that one from the Land Collection, not originally from the 1971 release, but still from the 1971 period. Before that, one of the early songs from Bob Marley, that was Sun Is Shining from the Kaya record, which, if I'm not mistaken, was released, I think, in the 90s, but it was a re-release, maybe a compilation of early stuff. The Staple Singers, I'll Take You There. And we started off things with Ike and Tina Turner with Proud Mary. And I think it was CCR who did that song first. John Fogerty wrote it, and then they made it a lot better. All right, so this is a show devoted to the 1971 series, which is actually based on a book, which I read, from written by David Hepworth. And the series is, I think it's like a 6 or 7-parter. It's all about the culture of 1971 and how a lot of important things seem to be happening in music around the same time. Well, in 1971, and, you know, in rock and R&B and in soul and, you know, singer-songwriter, certainly the women's movement was coming together, civil rights as well, and so that was sort of like a watershed year, and so this book was written, and then this pretty good short series was put together, and it aired on Apple TV over the summer. So this is my show devoted to that. I'll probably have a second one. A lot of good stuff to get through, a lot of really good music, and if you have one Beatle, you might as well have two, right? So let's hear what George Harrison was up to, and this time from the incredible All Things Must Pass, which is a record that was recently re-released with lots of extra stuff, lots of stuff. I think it was a live recording and multiple demos and other unreleased tracks. And this is My Sweet Lord, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. All right, so we're having some technical difficulties, but that's fine because we're used to it. There we go.
See you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked up the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Oh yes, lovely, so lovely. Reginald Dwight, also known as Elton John. Your song from his self-titled record from 1970, actually technically 1971, since this is the show devoted to 1971, and prior to that, the Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar from Sticky Fingers, and that was the one with the Andy Warhol cover with the zipper on the front. And, you know, it's funny, that song has been pulled from their set list on this tour that's currently ongoing right now. Many groups thought that the song was disrespectful to women, black women in particular. And Keith Richards was like, don't people get it? It's about slavery. It's about the horrors of slavery. Before that, it was CSNY with Ohio. Got to have that in there because of the Kent State thing that happened in 1971 with the National Guard firing on protesters at the Kent State in Ohio, killing, I think, 4 people. Well, it says it in the song, so obviously I wasn't listening. So what's amazing about that is that it's similar to now. It's like the protesters were seen as evil, as threats to democracy, and the horror on college campuses that was prevalent in the media throughout 1971. So that was important for us to get Ohio in there tonight. And George Harrison's My Sweet Lord, Hare Krishna, All Things Must Pass was the record that was taken from. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Let's move on now. Up next, Leonard Cohen. Frequent listeners of the show will know that I have had several shows devoted to Leonard Cohen well, not several, but a couple. And this is a great song of his from the record Songs of Love and Hate. This is Avalanche, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Covered up my soul. When I am not this hunchback that you see, I sleep beneath the golden hill. You who wish to conquer pain, you must learn to serve me well. That you offer me, they're the crumbs I've left behind. Your pain is no credential here, it's just the shadow of my wound. I have begun to long
He's a walker in the rain. He's a dancer in the dark. We don't need no piece of paper from the city hall keeping us tied and true. But, oh man, keeping away my blues. He's my sunshine in the morning. He's my fireworks at the end of the day. He's the warmest chord I ever heard. Play that warm chord, playing Stay Baby. We don't need no piece of paper from the city hall keeping us tied and true. My old man keeping away my blues. But when he's gone, me and them lonesome blues frying pans too wide. Then he comes home and he takes me in his loving arms, and he tells me all his troubles, and he tells charms. We don't need no piece of paper from the city hall keeping us tied and true. No, my old man keeping away my blues. But when he's gone, me and them lonesome blues collide. The bed's too big, the frying pan's too wide. My old man, he's a singer in the park. He's a walker in the rain. He's a keeping us tied and true. No, my old man keeping away my lonesome blues.
Miami, FLA, hitchhiked her way across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo.
You make me feel.
Yes, there's proof. That is proof that I'm a slave to my own rules. Carole King. Yep, enough, Carole King. Thank you, though, very, very much. Natural Woman, of course, that's a song made famous by Aretha Franklin. Carole King wrote it and many others. Very talented. It's not my thing. Yet, here we are, staying loyal to the theme, 1971, and that song was written in 1971 by Carole King, an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In fact, she was pictured with Jay-Z when he was inducted just like a month ago. She was there, and there was a picture of them together. It's just weird. I don't know. Unexpected. Very happy to be together. And before that, Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side from Transformer. Joni Mitchell's My Old Man from Blue. I mean, I'm amazed at how personal, and she just opens up while writing and singing that song. That is, I think that's kind of the point why Joni Mitchell was part of the series, 1971. It's kind of like opening new doors for singer-songwriters. Leonard Cohen, I guess you could also call him a singer-songwriter. Certainly back then he was. We started off the set with his Avalanche from Songs of Love and Hate. Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me tonight in one of a two-part series devoted to the 1971 limited series that was on, still is on Apple TV. And we're, of course, not going to let the night pass without hearing from David Bowie. This is Life on Mars from Hunky Dory. Thousand Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow, and now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars?
All right, 1,000 points of IWMFO, and that's T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Mark Bolan, with Bang a Gong, Get It On, from Electric Warrior, released in 1971. Classic track there as well, and then Bowie's Life on Mars from Hunky Dory. Mark Bolan died in a car accident. I think it was in like 77 or something. He was like a pinup. He was like a heartthrob. He was all that stuff. He was well-respected by artists and music geeks alike. Died in a car accident, if I'm not mistaken. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for listening to my show, first of two, devoted to the short series on Apple TV called 1971. It's a six-part series, but we're only going to have two parts here in 1,000 points of light. Mercifully, I wouldn't subject you to six installments. Good Lord. The last time we did that, I think it was that 4 AD thing back in like 2013, or maybe it was like the saying goodbye to WHF or WFNX, or I don't know. Maybe it was the best. You might have to go back 20 years. No, I wasn't here then. I don't know. Anyway, all right. Last track of the night belongs to Alice Cooper. This is I'm 18. You know, it's hard to believe that he was just starting out in the early 70s. That's, again, more arguments for why 1971 was such an important year in music. And this is I'm 18 from his record, Love It to Death. I'll see you next week here on
running from Neverland, time can never stop me. No, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse, and in our highs, you're less fortunate. I do advise.